Hi, this is Evan Murray. Welcome to Music Industry Insights. You can reach me at evan@musicindustryins.net. Shoot me an email, ask me some questions, make some comments, and learn more about the music industry around the world. Or let's just chat about it. I'm interested in what you have to say. I'm interested in doing more business, and I am always interested in collaborations and conversations. This podcast is with my friend John from Taiwan. John is a promoter. He's a booker. He exports bands outside of Taiwan. He tours bands inside of Taiwan. And he also is the program director for the Golden Indie Music Awards. So he has a big job in here in Taiwan to navigate the music industry both inside and to develop it outside of Taiwan. We had a great discussion about the different things that John does, also about the music industry in Taiwan, what you can expect if you're working with him, and what you can get out of it in the way of, you know, what kind of shows you can do, what a tour would be like in Taiwan, what the most useful things to do if you're planning on touring in Taiwan, how the Taiwan independent music industry works. John has a lot of insight. I met John in Bangkok at Bangkok Music City, the showcase there in Thailand. I've talked to John a couple times throughout the last 2 years, but now that the pandemic is coming to an end, him and I have touched base more regularly since I am in Taiwan. John's a great guy. He's an honest guy. And these are the type of people I love to work with in the music industry, where he's the type of guy that wants to see somebody succeed. The people he works with, he wants to see them do something great. He wants to help facilitate something that is meaningful and worthwhile to any artist that he works with, whether they come from anywhere in the world and want to visit Taiwan, or artists that are looking to get outside of Taiwan. Taiwan has a unique ability to brand artists because there is a communication app that they use here called Line, and that app is something very significant in Taiwan because there's all these groups. So it's not like Facebook, where like Facebook is like so focused on posting, focused on individuality, where Line is like a chat app. So people will join a group like rock music or indie music or, you know, all these different genres, or even shopping groups or every kind of group. And the thing is, again, you know, thousands of people will join certain groups. And when people are putting on shows or when people want to introduce new bands, they can actually go through these different groups to share what's going on. So Line has a big advantage. Taiwan also has its own streaming sites as well. So there's a company called KKBOX, which is an umbrella company to many labels, but also its own streaming, just like Spotify or Apple or Deezer or any of these. And then there's also an independent streaming that tens of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are on, called Street Voice. We touch on all of this stuff. So this podcast is a great tool if you're planning to come into Southeast Asia. John is one of the guys that you're going to want to be working with. So as always, take what you can out of this. You know, extract what you need. And most of all, enjoy it. Hey, John, how's it going? We're visiting in Taiwan again. John, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Okay. Hi, this is John. Yeah, is great here, and what I'm doing. I have three careers. The first one is like a promoter. I promote Taiwan artists to overseas, especially in Southeast Asia. And there's another job is about tour agent, like a tour guide to some overseas artists. They come to Taiwan, so I can make a tour for them, tour in Taiwan. And another one is quite like a collaborate with the government, like a solution agency. We help the government, some local government, to develop in their project or how to promote their product to another country, something like that. Easier. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, and you also work with an organization here called GIMA, like GIMA or Golden Independent Music Awards. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Golden Indie Music Award. And actually, they pronounce it GIMA.
GIMA. Okay.
GIMA. That's the Taiwanese pronounce is mean right now. GIMA is right now.
Okay.
So yeah, GIMA, yeah, sounds similar, like GIMA. GIMA in Taiwanese is right now, right here, what we are doing right now. So yeah. So their slogan is GIMA is the future. So yeah, that's their slogan. Yeah. Okay, Golden Indie Music Award. Yeah.
It's like introducing current artists, and then like these are the artists that are gonna be, you know, developing their careers into the future. Is that what it means?
Yeah, they focus on helping some indie artists in Taiwan, and they hope they because about 10 years ago, the Taiwan Ministry of Culture they feel the wave about indie music, so they trying to build these awards to encourage those artists. Indie artists about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they feel, oh, they still have a lot of Asian indie artists. We should promote them. So they changed the rules. They help to promote Asian indie. So there's another award called in Golden Indie Music Award. There's another option is Best Creative Asian Artist. They made this one for Asian indie, so they can join. And also they made another side project called Asia Rolling Music Festival, is to promote Asia indie in Taiwan. So this year, the Asia indie Asia Rolling Music Festival, I'm the program director. So I grabbed many different artists, about 12 artists in Asia. Such as Korea, Japan, Singapore, Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, eight countries and 12 artists. Huh. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the three things that you're doing then. Like, so the first thing you said you were doing is that you're helping artists in Taiwan go into other South or to export. You're helping artists in Taiwan export. And yeah. You've been mostly working in Southeast Asia, is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. Yeah.
And
so yes.
What is the criteria? Like, what does a band have to have or an artist have to have when you see them that you think they're ready for export?
You mean in Taiwan or
yeah. When you're working with artists in Taiwan, yeah. Like what do you like to see? Like how do you select which ones that you will use?
Okay, I came back to the GIMA, the GIMA, because I'm the program director, so I have to pick as many artists.
Okay.
The core we choose artists is we hope they are doing something special, talent like they developing themselves in electric music scene, such as in Philippines for a long time, and they're trying to using their own sound, they're trying to speak their own word, and they didn't really connect too many mainstream music for many, many parts. Even they can help, they collaborate with mainstream artists, but they, I just want to check, is this artist, indie artist, they're really indie. They're really independent to do everything for themselves. And they're the something they show up, like their music show up is really pure. Really focus on what they are doing. So this is why we try to find a different one. And for us, indie scene is kind of like a organic. They just grow up by themselves. Like we go to the worldwide, and that beautiful flower just show up in the on the grass or somewhere. Just it's just beautiful, but it's very wild and very organic. So we hope we can find some kind of artist like that. So yeah, so this time we're trying to dig in the Japanese and Japan artists and Korean artists, something like that. We use this vision, this core to find the artist. So yeah, that's why I need a team to help me to dig in a different indie scene.
So what you're doing is literally like you're trying to pick artists that you believe would be something great. Like you see them, you see potential. You see potential. So if they're doing good music, they can play well. And if they have, like, do they have to have management? Do they have to have like an EP? Do they have to have all of their materials together? Or are you just looking for raw talent to take them and try to help them develop?
Both. Sometimes we need they have the arrangement or the manager, and also have even just one EP or one album. But sometimes we hope we can just like find the potential, very good potential artist, but nobody knows. That's more fun for us because we're trying to do this adventure tour for them. So we will both do that. You have good talent, you have good manager, then we can do that. But we think you are good, even you are still developing, but that's okay. We can try. So yeah.
In that aspect, are you guys working with government? Like if you're going to take an artist from South Korea or Japan, or if you're going to take an artist from Taiwan and bring them somewhere else, do you have any supports of funding for them? Like, is there a, do you guys have any kind of a, or is it like left to the artist that they have to pay to like travel and such, or do you guys have support for that?
In Taiwan, yes, there's some government funding. They support the artist to another country. So you have to send them the proposal and they were okay, let's go. So but usually they just give you the flight ticket and the transportation and maybe some money for the hotel, so for accommodation, that's it. So okay.
And the second thing you do is that you're bringing artists into Taiwan, right? So is that from around the world, or is that just from Asia, like in around East Asia?
In the beginning, just Asia artists like Japan and Korea and Thailand and some Philippines. But when I took them to tour in Taiwan, and somehow they were sure the good experience to another company or another artist. So in a way, there's some French and even UK, some artists in UK. I don't know how, but they just got my email. So asked me about the tour.
Okay.
So it's getting more further, more far. Some even did. I think I can say that there's an American band called Big Thief. Big Thief. They talked to me before. They want to have a tour in Asia, and one stop is Taiwan. yeah, something like that. Some indie artists, they somehow they will find a way to talk to me. So I was trying to help them, yeah, to understand what they need.
And what was the third thing that you were doing? What was the other thing?
It's kind of like a solution agency, but it's helping the local government or local company to, because somehow they would, even some local government, they still need something about music or activity. So I will help them to organize, just small one, even just one day press release, but they need good music or good something they can do. So yeah, this another job, but that's more like a tourism or marketing for local government, local tourism.
Okay, and let's try to tell people, what is the music industry like in Taiwan? Can you explain it? Like, is there a different system, like a top system for famous people, and then a middle system and an independent system? Like, how would you talk about the music industry in Taiwan?
I would say it's quite weird. It's not really like mainstream and indie. They all have their own system. It's kind of like a mix. And some indie artists, they try to keep their indie style. But actually, they really want to be famous, or they really want to be the mainstream. But they were trying to keep their indie. But actually, they are doing like a mainstream style, and they cannot really understand indie. This is the indie way. You have to keep that, and this is the mainstream way. You have to be signed a big company. So this is quite weird. But there are still many good indie artists. They're trying to do everything by themselves. Then even they don't send any registration to the awards or competition. They don't. They just keep it to themselves because they feel, yeah, we feel we are right. So we just go this way. We don't listen to anybody's. And that's something. Some artists, they use this style and very hippies.
Right.
They act like hippies. Yeah.
And what do you?
So in Taipei. Yes.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Most of them, they don't, this one problem is they don't really think about the international market, such as they don't really prepare the good EPK in English and streaming music. They just feel, oh, okay, with Taiwan, we have KKBOX, we have Three Voice, and that's it. They don't use, maybe even they don't put their album in on the Spotify or YouTube or iTunes. Some of them, they just use the Mandarin system. So they didn't prepare everything for English market. So it's very hard to find them. Some of them, they don't use Bandcamp. so weird.
But are they still artists that want to go overseas, or they don't want to go overseas? They're just happy to stay here.
They still want to. Yeah. So this is weird. But there's another weird situation is they very hoping that what they hope they can go to Japan. Because we Taiwan, we have a good connection in Japan, so they feel we just succeed in Japan, that's very helpful. And about English market or even Southeast Asia market, maybe later. So that's because they listen Japanese rock or Japanese music for a long time, and they feel that's the market they want. So even they will pay so many money for to tour in Japan, but there's not many audience and not a bit, many stops, but not very successful. But they feel it's good, and they can have fun in Japan. So this is what I know. There's many artists, they love Japanese market.
Wow. And is there a Is there a marketplace in Japan for Chinese music, like Chinese language music, Mandarin?
I think it's not really, not much. Because I talked to some Japanese promoter or the music media. They say actually Japanese people, most of them, they focus on
Japanese
music.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And for them, the Taiwan music, no matter what is indie or not indie, they just feel, oh, okay, that's new. That's Mandarin. That's Mandarin music from Taiwan. That's it. So they cannot necessarily put them into their playlist. So they still want to listen Japanese music.
But it's interesting because that means like Japan is kind of like an image here, kind of like the way that maybe Canadians see America. You know, like they think, oh, I need to go to America. You know, or like Europeans think, I have to go to America. So maybe like Taiwanese people, they think, oh, I need to go to Japan. You know, like I can make it in Japan. You know, if I can make it in Japan, I'm the real deal. Is that what it's like?
Yeah, it's very similar. It's kind of like this. And because they listen Japanese music when they were in a child, or their teacher teach them, hey, this is Japanese rock. It's very good. You have to play. So they focus on that, and they feel everything about Japan is good. So they want to go there.
Really interesting.
They want to go to even, yeah, they want, okay. What? Sorry. they feel one day I should go to Fuji Rock and I want to play there.
Yeah, that's their dream becomes Summer Sonic or Fuji. Like, I'm going to play the festivals in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think maybe in the whole world, Fuji Rock or Summer Sonic is just one of the festival. It's not a, it's one option, but not cannot be just only the one, the most important option for you. I think you have to, yeah, of course, right? You have to think about the world.
But I know that's how artists all over the world, they get tunnel vision. They only see one thing. Like artists will want to go to South by Southwest, and they believe if they go there, that's like Disneyland or that's the promised land. Like we've been to South by Southwest. Now, you know, we won the game, you know, like we won the music game, but that's not the way it works. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah. So yeah, Japan for them is kind of like a South by South. They're South by Southwest.
So let's talk about how you're doing business and what kind of business you're doing moving out of the pandemic. Like, from what I'm reading is that Taiwan may start letting people in by February of 2022, possibly. And even if that goes a little bit farther, like, what kind of things are you planning for in the future, John?
You mean after pandemic or now?
As the pandemic starts to go away, are you trying to make plans like to collaborate with other countries or have you made any plans with some artists in Taiwan about going to other countries?
Yes, yes. Well, actually, I'm prepared the overseas artists come to Taiwan. We really prepare for that because there's many live house or the venues. They really hope to see more artists from another country.
Oh.
So I'm still. Yeah, they want to, yeah. Because even the fans, they just listen to Taiwanese music in pandemic, maybe 2 years already. So some of them, they have the passion, they want to see more. So I think after the pandemic, I welcome even Japan, Korea, Philippines, Thailand, they can come to Taiwan. We can have a tour in Taiwan. I can recommend them to some festival. There's many festival in Taiwan. So I really hope and really prepare that.
And what is a tour in Taiwan like? Can you kind of take us through what a tour like
if there was a band, let's say I was working with in Singapore, or say I was working mm-hmm. in the Philippines, and they were going to come over and tour in Taiwan, can you tell me a little bit about what a tour in Taiwan would be like? Like what cities we would go to, what capacity of venue, and then what are the some of the festivals they could play?
Okay, for the venues, the most venues is in Taipei, so you have to go to Taipei. Taipei is the capital city, and we have a different venue, so we will find a way to. It depends on your music. So your music is shoegaze. We will find a shoegaze venue for you, and collaborate with the shoegaze Taiwanese band. And I would suggest go to Tainan or Kaohsiung. That's different vibe in Taiwan. And Tainan is the old town, so they have another vibe, to very relaxed, but they have their own style, and it's good to go. And Kaohsiung, that's the pier, the port. So you can see another side about Taiwan. And there's a new one, but I suggest people can go to Taidong. Taidong is a Tiehua village. This is a very important engineer. He made this village, and it's like a wide open place, but they can a capacity about the about 1,000 actually. So that's a big place, but they can help you to, you can do smaller or you can do bigger, depends on your music. And in Taipei, I would suggest start from there's a small one, it's called Revolver. It just maximum just 80 people, but the vibe is good, and there's a bar down the first floor, and people very enjoy the vibe. That's good for a new artist, brand new artist to go there to take a look. And if you're a little bit famous, and or you have some, you are Asian tour in Taiwan, so maybe just in Taipei. If you just want to start in Taiwan, I would suggest go to Taipei. Because there's most of the music fans is in Taipei or another city. They love you. They will come from another city to see you. So Taipei is the important one, such as New York in USA, right? Or Tokyo in Japan.
Well, yeah, like New York on the East Coast and like LA on the West Coast and Kansas City actually in the central.
Yeah. You know, yes.
So yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Like in Canada, like it's like Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal. Like there are main centers and countries where people will, you know, that you want to gain. You can try to gain your biggest fan base out of those cities. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So So Taipei is quite like this kind of city.
It's like where all the action is, right? And it's the most international city, I guess.
Yes, yes. Then those fans, they very welcome the new face, new artist in Taipei. Yeah, but some part of the Taiwan fans, they are not easy to let them know you, or not easy to let them understand you. You have to use Taiwan style to promote to them.
And how? What is that?
To make them interest.
What is Taiwan style?
It is kind of like a. You have to know their language. There's many new Taiwanese fans. They are. they go to the show, or they go to the festival. They just for. To make someone to fucked up to drink the beer together, so those kind of music they like is like punk or something stronger like a hard rock or something angry
metal.
Music.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They can so they can fucked up, and there's another one is this very big huge group they. They kind of like they love the chow music or urban music, but they don't want to move. They just stand up, or even they want to sit down. They don't really follow your music. They just, oh, okay, I like it. and hug their girlfriend or their boyfriend and listen together, sitting on the ground. They don't want to move. So that's very opposite, very different. So you have to find a way to talk to them, to tell them, hey, this is music is good, even from Canada. It's very powerful, so you can enjoy that. So different kind of music, we should talk to a different group. So rock band, we should know how to talk to the rock fans. And Cho music, we have to know how to talk to the Cho fans. Something like that.
That's a big challenge. Have you figured out how to separate those fan bases? Like, have you figured out how to grab the rock people or grab the chill people and, like, you know, send your advertising to either group? Have you figured that out?
Yes. And in Taiwan, the Line, there's an app called Line. Very big fan base inside. There's some group they talk about music. And this is a very good opportunity. You send the music there to try this one. This is one. This artist is okay in Taiwan or not. Before they want to go here, they want to come here. So we can try the test in those kind of place, like a Line group or a Facebook group, or there's some this is called PTT. There's the place to talk. There's some fan base over there, so you can talk to them or send the music to there, or you can try to recommend to them to see what's their feedback, to know some data.
Understood, right. Yeah. That really helped because those kind of apps don't exist in every country. Like Line is very specific to Taiwan.
Yes.
Not such a thing in Canada. Like there's WhatsApp in Canada, United States, but I use Line here, obviously. I mean, you kind of have to if you live in Taiwan. And you can do everything on it. You can shop on it. You can join groups, like chat, you know, like, and it's messaging groups, right?
Yeah.
So it's like direct contact. Like
And you also can pay. If Taiwan is like a 98 or even 95% people, they use Line. Everyone. So Line is a very important platform to connect people, to talk to them.
Interesting. That does make a difference. That makes a big, big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to succeed in Taiwan, Line group or the Line, you can create your fan page in Line. That's official page in Line. Like app, you can try that. Even you can create your own sticker because people talk in Line, they love to use the stickers. So you can create your own sticker and with the funny or your own style. So that's can help. It's help. It's helping to promote yourself.
My wife made one of my daughter and a lady, they took pictures of my daughter and then they put like different things like, wow. And they had her face doing different things. And then you can send that, you know, she would send those in Line all the time. So yeah, you can, I know you can create your own little, like your own, like what are those called? Are they called stickers? They're called, you know, like when people send a happy face or they send like a check mark or a heart, like you can create your own online.
Yes. You create your own. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's really So people, they love to talk with a sticker, sometimes more than you say some message.
Yeah. I know there's a whole bunch of weird ones. I've seen lots. Yeah, there's lots of weird ones. What about now? Like, what are you up to these days right now during the pandemic? What are you up to? Like, you guys just announced the lineup for GEMA, right? The award show.
Yes. Yeah, 2 days ago, I think. Yeah, they just announced the nominate about like best rock album, best rock song, the best R&B, the best jazz, the best hip hop, the best folk, and also the best Asian creative artist, and the best album for the whole year. So yeah, they just finished and announced that. So we would go to Kaohsiung. There's a Kaohsiung Music Center. We will have the ceremony over there. And
oh yeah, you're gonna do it in Kaohsiung this year. So
yes, and it's not Taipei. Yeah,
a big city in the south. It's a very beautiful city. I've been there a couple of times. They have the big marketplace on the dock, and they have a British, really old British naval base there as well. Like it's from the 1700s or something. I've been there as well.
Yeah, yeah, a very long time ago. Yeah,
you can see over the harbor. It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Kaohsiung Music Center just around that
place. It's huge. The music center there is huge, right?
It's very big, very big. Yeah.
This is a really big event. I went to it in 2018. The people from the Golden Melody Awards brought me to GEMA in 2018. And I hadn't heard of it before, but I know it was big. It was because I went. It was in the stadium, and I went there. It was quite a big event.
Oh, yeah. So this year, because the Kaohsiung Music Center just built it, just opened it, so it's brand, very, very, very new. And they hope because GIMA, GIMA, is the focus on indie music, and indie the spirit is. Try something new. So the government, they hope we can move to Kaohsiung, and then the music start from Kaohsiung, not just everything around Taipei or around the north. So they hope to move a little bit energy to south, and that's why we go to Kaohsiung this time. And I think that's good place. Is that place is very big and very beautiful for many people. They in the weekend they will go there to hang out, and there's so many places to hang out and drink beer, or you can just see the ocean or see the sunset.
Well, the sunsets are beautiful place. Amazing. The sunsets are amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, and they yeah, have, yeah. You know, they have
a that's place good for. Yeah.
Go ahead. They have a what?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a good place for travel. So it's also a good place to promote your music over there. Well, there's a venue over there.
Like it's a huge populated area too. So those are the two probably biggest populated areas in Taiwan would be, well, actually Taoyuan has more population, but Taoyuan's more industrial. But Kaohsiung area has a huge population and it's also fairly artsy. Like the government buildings in Kaohsiung look like, there's one that looks like a beehive. Right, like it's the architecture crazy, right? And then the major center would be Taipei for when you're talking about arts and culture, right?
Yes, yes. So I think that's good. That's good choice because that's easier to let the music industry or the music you want to promote to connect to the normal people easier, because in Taipei Music Center or around Taipei Music Center, there's nothing.
Right.
There's no market, no restaurant, no bar, no just nothing, just a train station. That's all.
Oh, around the stadium in Taipei. Yeah.
So I think Kaohsiung Music Center and those area is quite better. Yeah.
So when you're looking at developing artists inside of Taiwan, is it something that is Taiwan a place where artists can stop on their way going other places, or is it a place where an artist can come in and try to develop and gain a big fan base here? Like how well does English music go here, or Japanese, like other languages like English, Japanese, South Korean, or, you know, Thailand, Thai or Filipino? Is there a marketplace for artists from other countries here?
Oh, actually, that depends, because Taiwanese music lovers, they listen Japanese music for a long time. So they already built a system to listen, to read, to get information. So that's like those people keep feeding the Japanese music for Taiwanese. And Korea, that's very big market. So they get used to it, to know Korea. Oh, Korea is good. They already have the image about Korean music normally is good. I mean, in Taiwan, they feel that. And they love to enjoy Korean music. But in Thailand, even and Philippines and Malaysia, that's different way. Because normally Taiwanese, they don't really listen music from Southeast Asia. So this is why I'm trying to build the fan base. And that's interesting thing is there's many workers from Indonesia and Philippines, and they live in Taiwan. And they will listen Philippine indie and listen the Indonesian indie music or any kind of music. So I got some email or some message from them, from Indonesia and from Philippines. They said, "Hey, my new artist. They got the number three or number two listener in Taiwan. They want to know why, because." They never got this before, so they just want me to help them. So I trying to ask them to give me the backstage data, and most of the city is such as Philippine workers. They live in Taiwan and work in Taiwan. There's some city that they live in there and they stay there. So their listeners from there. Those Philippine workers living in Taiwan, they trying to dig in some good Philippine indie. So that's your market. I mean, for in Philippine artists, that's one of your market. Even there are Philippine workers in Taiwan, but they are listening to your music. So
that's a big audience.
This is about in Philippine workers in Taiwan. I think it's around 200,000. Yes, many is getting bigger and many. And Indonesia is a lot more than Philippines. So they are listening there your country's music. So yeah, that's your market here. And those workers or some Philippine or Indonesia, even they are married in Taiwan, so they have the second generation. Right. They are also listening. Yeah, they listen in Taiwan, but also listen in Philippine or Indonesia music as well. So for now, even I heard even the third generation is coming up. So in Taiwan, everything is mixed. So you have to find your market and your target. But I believe it could be the way to connect everyone. Like your music is good, really good in Philippines, and there's Philippine people listen your music in Taiwan, and the second generation listen your music in Taiwan. So we can help him to invite some Taiwanese fans. They can listen your music as well. Even it's harder, but it's good to try.
Yeah,
so that's
it's interesting how different, like how you can integrate music different ways, or there's different ways to understand how music can work in different countries, you know? So that's, it's very interesting. And what else can you tell us? Like, I guess streaming sites in Taiwan, you know, you guys do work off a company called KKBOX, and then,
yeah,
KKBOX owns a bunch of different record labels, right? And you still have a lot of influence. Like, there's still a lot of record labels from China that are here as well, and also from Japan as well. And what do you consider to be indie? Like, when we talk about Golden Indie Music Awards, like, can you tell me what indie means exactly? Does it mean independent?
Yes, actually, that's mean independent. We hope the indie label or indie artists they can join, and for us, we were trying to find the indie spirit, those artists or those music or those group or those the community, they are really indie. Well, I hope to contact them because for me, that's the spirit or the vision they show me. This is very unique. And for me, that's quite indie. They are very pure and very focused on what they're doing. And they're trying to say something different or something very, very organic. I would say organic because it's about, if you want to.
Like you're talking about people that have the potential, artists that have the potential to gather a crowd, to kind of inspire people to gather and to, you know, that they have the potential to become very popular, right? That kind of thing. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to explain.
And really like spread the street culture, like the actual urban culture of their music or the spirit of their music and the culture inside of it, something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to find that.
Right. Like something that can create a movement or start a trend or something that's can inspire people like that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's a story. I just went to Taidong. It's a very far away, very far city in Taiwan. And there's a musician with her mother. Her mother is her producer. So she finds her daughter has good talent about music. She can just sitting down there and play the piano, and she got a new melody, and she can say, oh, this is I just don't know, it just comes to me. So her mother trying to help her to develop her talent and to send to some school to study it. And after all, they makes 5 albums right now. And those albums is very good quality, very, very good. Because they are talking about the local Taidong stories, because they're trying to dig in, to research, to do some many research and
You're
talk to many Taidong
people. Are you talking about Aboriginal people in Taidong area?
No, they are not.
Okay.
They are, yeah. But they love Aboriginal people and they are living there.
Like their area, like the Aboriginal people in the area, the Han people, everyone. They just, it's about Taidong. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And they grab those stories, and some is very old or some is very new, but very touchful. So they're trying to telling the people, Taidong is very beautiful place and very good place. And so they were trying to talk about this. Yeah, but yeah, right through the music and this beautiful place, yeah, a beautiful sound with the beautiful recording place. So they like this guitarist, but he is living in Japan. So they were send a demo to him, and she can play and record in Japan, then send back to Taiwan, then they do the mixer. So their music actually from different country. Some is even the engineer from American. So they can do everything in Taidong, but connect a different good musician. So even they invite a Japanese but living in Taiwan for a long time, but he can understand the Taiwan culture and Japanese culture. And because the song is made by Japanese, very old Japanese, they're trying to speak the original story. So they have to pick the good one to speak that story and sing the story. So they really focus on that. Taidong is good, but they're using music and story and to make it a good album. So they already published the first album like 10 times, and every time is about 500 or 1,000 copies, and keep selling them. Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know that before, but they are doing that very well.
It's like
by themselves.
The internet these days, everyone has their own little pocket universe, you know. Like no,
yeah.
We're all living in the same planet, but in the internet, we're all in different planets. You know, it's so.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he, she, they said they're very huge fans, very huge. The fan, the music lover, is from the Taiwan doctor, lawyer, and some dentist, because they collect the good sound when they do some surgery, and they love her sound to make them feel comfortable.
Wow.
It's healing sound and healing story. They want to do the like a dentist doing the for the teeth, and they want to listen their music. That's interesting market. I never saw this before.
You know, like make
they insist,
music for firefighters, music for police, music for surgeons.
yes. That's so funny, but they are right there, and it's very big market.
They're doing it, yeah, exactly.
yeah.
All right, John. Well, we've been talking for about an hour now. Do you want to tell us anything about yourself or what you're doing? Do you want to let anybody know anything special that we would have missed? Or is there anything you'd like to say to kind of at the end of this?
Okay. I'm trying to promote GIMA for a while, because this time I'm trying to grab many different Asian artists to let them, even they cannot come to Taiwan, but they record the live video to Taiwan. And we also join the production. I want them to show Thailand, the rooftop bar, because rooftop bar is very famous in Thailand. I want them to show me that. So they trying to find a place and record that for me to let me play in Taiwan. So I think even artists, they cannot come to Taiwan, but we can talk about how to do something fun in Taiwan. I'm a very open mind to talk and a very open mind to find your market in Taiwan. Because in a way, I think Taiwanese, they are love to try something new or try something they don't know, but we can try to promote something good for them. Any kind of music that you can find your market here. And that's what I think.
When is the deadline for that? Is the deadline already over for 2021?
Oh yeah. We are working for next year as well. We got 2 years about the GIMA. So next year we can try it again, or try it bigger, or try more fun.
All right.
Yeah, I will try it.
And are you keeping it exclusively for Asia then, or do you have any plans for other parts of the world?
Oh, I love to try Europe. I want to try Europe.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I collect some good the vinyl, and they're all from Europe. So I love to try their market there, but I don't have any ideas, but just want to try.
And any other ideas or anything else that you wanted to let anybody know?
Oh, I would love to collaborate with the different showcase or festival in another country. No matter what kind of bigger or smaller, or that's a showcase to talk about indie music, or the showcase talk about even just the rock music. That's okay. I would love to collaborate this and communicate and exchange each other. By the showcase or by the festival. Yeah, I would love to try that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's a big advantage. I think it's a big advantage for people to come to Taiwan because of its, like, where it's placed in Asia. Like, there's so many, like, if you meet a guy like you, if a person meets a guy like you, you can plan some shows in Taiwan. Like, I mean, Tokyo is a 45-minute flight away. South Korea is like an hour and a half. Thailand's 4 hours. Philippines is 2 hours. Like, everything is, you're right in the center of everything, right? So.
Yeah. All right. Taiwan can try. Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you come to Asia, Taiwan is one of the good option. One of the option you can try.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a way to connect, even connect to Singapore or Malaysia, I connect to China and connect to Japan. And something, some fans or some community, they are watching Taiwan. I mean, because such as Malaysia, they, there's many, many Chinese people or many Mandarin market. So somehow they are watching what's Taiwan doing and what's popular in Taiwan. Mm. So if you can succeed in Taiwan, so that's the way to succeed maybe in Malaysia or in Singapore and China. So that's, even we're small, but we have a good, we kind of get the hub.
Right, yeah, the hub.
Yeah, the hub. Okay. So welcome to Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to Taiwan, you mothers. All right. All right, John. Well, thanks very much for your time and thank you for all the information. Hopefully we've done all the mixing and mastering of all these podcasts. So I'm going to mix and master this tonight and get it to the guys in Sweden. And hopefully the site's going to be out right away. So thank you very much for your time. And thank you for so much information, John. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.